One place you'll probably never hear karaoke is in McSorley's Old Ale House. The Greenwich Village Bar is not just a legendary saloon, it's a living museum. McSorley's walls display everything from Civil War ankle irons to a Woody Guthrie album cover, and plenty of other memorabilia that tell a story of generations of customers who quaffed and congregated at the pub. Kathleen Horan visited McSorley's for its 150th anniversary.
Good bit of luck had a lot to do with it, you know, and the simplicity of the place.
McSorley's predates the Brooklyn Bridge, but Matty Marr is only the sixth owner.
We don't have any registers, any television, any jukeboxes, just nothing. Nothing!
What McSorley's does have is ale, dark and light, and customers willing to stand in line for a spot at the bar or a seat near the coal-burning stove. After all the years, it's still a discovery.
I'm finding stuff here that I haven't seen, and I'm here, what, coming up on 40 years. Every little item you see, somebody special wanted it left here.
What look like clumps of dust hang over the old gas lamp in the middle of the bar. They are wishbones left by soldiers on their way to World War I.
You'll see the old photographs that have their turkey dinners, and it hang up the bones with the hope of coming back and collecting them. Those are the people who didn't make it back. Their bones are still there. That's how sacred they are.
Near the wishbones, there's a stranger part of the bar's folklore. It's one of Gregory de la Aba's favorite things.
There's an artist, actually, behind the bar, dead. His name was Bobby Bowles, and he lived upstairs. He died of cirrhosis in the 80s, and his last request was that his ashes be put in his flask, and the flask left up behind the bar.
Some of the regulars have been coming in for so long, they look like they were hatched here. Take Larkin Ford, for example.
Oh, well, hell, I first came in here in 1947. I'm maybe the oldest living patron of McSorley's. You should come here sometime in the winter afternoon when the sun is streaming in from that north window.
Even though McSorley's has just about every keepsake, clipping, and poster since the place opened, the one thing it didn't have until 1970 was women. Barbara Shum was the first female invited in after the landmark Supreme Court case Seidenberg versus McSorley's. She still visits the pub, whose history she is now forever a part of.
Hi there.
Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Bartender Jeffrey Bartholomew says the old-timers weren't happy.
A lot of the guys were screaming and banging and hooting and out. But the women are here to stay, so...
Bartholomew says the saloon distills the best of New York.
There's a certain thing here that sort of people let down their guards. I guess that's the best way to put it. Everybody feels comfortable here, whether they're a working man, an artist, a sanitation fella. It's sort of an extension of Ellis Island with refreshments.
McSorley's marks its 150th birthday on Tuesday, but the party starts today. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.